I have a couple of books out. 100% of my income is from writing. I've given readings to large audiences. I've published hundreds of articles in dozens of magazines and journals. I've sold erotic stories. And of course, I write and produce this radio show. In short, I'm a writer. But even with all that validation, I find it hard to say I'm a writer. And I still find it hard to believe this simple fact of my life. What actually makes it seem real, day by day, is the simple act of reaching in my pocket and pulling out a notebook. This I believe. It is the paper in my pants and the pen in my shirt pocket that make me a writer. The first notebooks I ever carried were the little memo pads with spiral bindings, and they were okay, if a little dorky, when carried in a shirt pocket with a pen clipped beside. They were terrible, though, in a pants pocket. The covers degraded, the pages curled and tore, and the spiral binding was uncomfortable. Still, they were cheap, and I filled dozens with briefly noted ideas, poems, and snatches of prose. When I began to write commercially, I felt the need to signal greater seriousness and began to write in bulkier notebooks with black covers and impressive pedigrees. They were a little pricey, but mostly great. The larger page size seemed to allow larger thoughts, and I occasionally wrote whole essays and articles in bars and coffee shops, while smoking thin cigarettes and sipping absinthe, of course. This essay, in fact, was written in one such notebook whilst sitting in a donut shop in San Francisco's Tenderloin District. For a time after moving to San Francisco, I forswore pocket notebooks and favored instead large sketchbooks, carried in a black man bag that, I was tediously and constantly informed, looked dorky. The bag and larger notebook combo was not bad, as having access to those large, lovely, creamy pages, so like the skin of a Rubens nude, encouraged not only longer works, but also sketches, mind maps, rubbings, and other ephemera that will amuse my future biographers. And yet, I had to grant that the dork factor was high, even for a writer, and carrying a bag everywhere required a level of commitment that I prefer to reserve for relationships with, you know, humans. I'm currently experimenting with index cards tucked into a large travel wallet. They're stiff and nice, the effect on my silhouette is minimal, and something about an index card gently prods me to write rather than indulge my poser sketching habit. Best of all, they're always with me. And that, I have discovered, is really the only essential requirement of a notebook and of being a writer. Should you wish to be a writer, to feel yourself a writer, you could do worse than acquiring and filling dozens and dozens of pocket notebooks. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.